This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Election Commission of India today announced the schedule for the Maharashtra and Jharkhand Assembly elections. Maharashtra will go to polls in a single phase on 28th of next month. In Jharkhand, polling will be conducted in two phases on 13th and 20th of next month. The counting of votes in the two states will take place on 23rd of next month. Announcing the poll schedule in New Delhi, Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar said notification for election to the 288-member Maharashtra Assembly will be issued on 22nd of this month and candidates can file their nomination papers till 29th of October. In Jharkhand, the notification for the first phase of voting will be issued on 18th of this month and candidates can submit their nomination papers till 25th of October. The Chief Election Commissioner said for the second phase of polling in the state, the notification will be issued on 22nd of this month and the nomination can be filed till 29th of October. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded digital connectivity in the country as an effective tool for last mile delivery. He said India's mobile and telecom journey in the 21st century is a subject of study for the whole world. Mr. Modi was speaking after inaugurating the International Telecommunication Union, ITU, World Telecommunications Standardization Assembly, WTSA, 2024 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. Industry leaders have lauded Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership at International Telecommunication Union, ITU, World Telecommunications Standardization Assembly, 2024. Chairman of the Reliance Jio Infocom Limited, Akash Ambani, commended Prime Minister Modi for his visionary leadership, which has catalyzed India's remarkable digital transformation. He said that in the third term, Mr. Modi has positioned the Indian Mobile Congress, IMC, as a significant platform for innovation and collaboration, driving unprecedented growth in the digital sector. President Draupadi Murmu was conferred with honorary doctorate in political science by Siddi Abdullah Science and Technology Pole University in Algeria's capital, Algiers, today. Algerian Minister of Higher Education and Scientific Research, Kamal Badhari, handed over the doctorate to the president. Addressing the Siddi Abdullah University, President Draupadi Murmu said that this doctorate is an honor for India, a country that had stood for peace and prosperous world from time immemorial. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar reached Islamabad this afternoon on a two-day visit to Pakistan to attend the SCO summit. The 23rd meeting of Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Council of the Heads of Government, CHG, will be held tomorrow under the chairmanship of Pakistan. The meeting is held annually and focuses on the trade and economic agenda of the organization. The External Affairs Minister had earlier remarked that his Pakistan visit is for a multilateral event and he had ruled out bilateral talks. This is the first high-level visit of an Indian foreign minister to the neighboring nation in 9 years. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today announced 3 artificial intelligence centers of excellence focused on health, agriculture and sustainable cities in New Delhi. Mr. Pradhan said these centers will play a major role in promoting research, innovation and economy and ensuring public welfare. These centers will be established in AIIMS Delhi, IIT Ropar and IIT Kanpur. In a significant boost to the country's defense capabilities, India and the US have signed the contract for procurement of 31 MQ-9B Predators drones. This deal, aimed at enhancing the country's operational readiness and military strength, includes tri-service procurement of the MQ-9B Sky Guardian and Sea Guardian drones. In Denmark Open Badminton, 2-time Olympic medalist P.V. Sindhu has advanced to the women's singles pre-quarterfinals in Odense today. Her opponent in the opening game, Chinese Taipei's Pai Yupo, pulled out midway due to an injury when Sindhu was ahead 21-8, 13-7. Double silver medalist at the Cairo World Cup, Sonam Uttamaskar bagged another silver at the Karni Singh Shooting Range in New Delhi on competition day 1 of the International Shooting Sport Federation World Cup final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.